from the Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Powered by Air Transat.
Back to school, baby!
Yeah.
This is it. Fresh start. New year. New year, new me.
It's tough. It's tough.
This is the year you're like, yo, I'm going to buckle down. I'm going to study.
Oh, is this the year?
I'm going to do all my homework.
Okay.
I'm not going to joke around anymore.
All right.
You know, I'm going to tell my friends, like, this is it. We gotta do it.
Put in the effort, do the work.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
I'm going to kill every single class.
Okay, and how long does that last?
I'm going to keep my locker clean.
Okay, how long does that last?
A week.
Okay, a week.
If that. David Morey hit the streets to find out if you're excited about school.
Oh, no.
If you have advice to give to your teachers about being a teacher at school.
Okay.
Maybe even some jokes as well.
Alex, it's back to school time.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to it.
Why is that, buddy?
I just don't really like it that much. Well, there's gym for one thing. It's just really hard.
If you could give your teachers any advice going into this school year, what advice would you give to your teachers?
I would give, the only advice would be that we could start learning how to draw with normal lines instead of with the same color so that it would outline better.
True.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be maybe a YouTuber.
Oh, wow.
Maybe like, maybe a doctor or a YouTuber.
Yeah. Are you excited for back to school?
Yes. I'm pretty smart and I know that.
Okay.
And I learn a lot. Because I listen good sometimes.
Are you excited for back to school?
Yes, learning is obviously important. But it also matters how you're learning.
And if you could give your teachers any advice going into this school year, what advice would you give to your teachers?
Find a learning method where it's not like putting too much stress on the students.
Jeez.
Or just making them like look bad in front of the entire class.
Oh my God, it's back to school time.
Yeah.
You don't sound excited.
No, I mean, I am for seeing my friends, but, you know, it's school.
Do you think that you are smarter than your teachers?
Yeah, because they're not that smart. Oh.
If you could give your teachers any advice going into this school year, what advice would you give to your teachers?
Remember what you're talking about.
Ooh. Back to school time!
Oh, ouch.
No.
No? You're not excited?
No. I don't want summer to end.
All right, and if you could give your teachers any advice going into the new school year, what advice would you give them?
Quit.
Can I give you a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, why did the M&Ms go to school?
Why?
Because they wanted to be Smarties.
Oh. That's a funny joke.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
All right, I got a couple of Apple reviews I'd like to share with you, Roz.
Yeah.
These are all submitted through Apple Podcasts. And you can leave a rating and a review. And we love reading these on the show.
My favorite.
This one's actually a pretty long one. SVB22. Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm from the greater Vancouver area. I love you guys. I need to give you a big thank you. I drove from Chilliwack, BC to Red Deer and back to visit my three kids. I recently have gone through some emotional life events, one including a close friend taking his own life. I was supposed to be having coffee and not at his funeral. This one-way drive is 13 hours.
Wow.
I had your podcast on the whole trip, and I laughed and cried, but I never felt alone. I love you.
Holy, man.
You three are family to me now. I wish I can give you all a big hug. Damn it, Maury, you too. Just to say thank you. It had been a year since I last saw my kids. I had some mental health issues to deal with. Everything is great, and I feel happy and full of life, and it's because of you three. Sorry for the novel. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, Roz, Mocha, and Maury. You truly have such an amazing impact on people's lives. My favorite is Roz. This was extremely hard, though. Roxy, your daughter, is the luckiest girl in the entire world to have a dad like you.
Tell me
you
about
are so full of... Man.
What?
Dude. You are so full of grace and wisdom. I truly admire you telling it how it is, telling it like how it is. I'm pretty sure you're my spirit animal when it comes to that. Plus, your voice is so relaxing. Mm-hmm. I love you so much, and I admire you, and I love you.
Please say she says I love you 3,000.
I love you much, you admire and talk about Catherine.
Oh, I love how much.
She probably meant to say I love how much you admire and talk about Catherine. So that was incredible. SVB22, thank you very much.
That was an Apple review?
Apple review, yeah.
That's a big share for a public forum like Apple reviews. So love you and thank you for everything you've done for this show, because you spending that amount of time going through what you're going through, you have no idea the impact that even you just doing that has on us.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Prav 232425 writes this. Gave us 5 stars. By the way, thank you for that. Fantastic stuff. This podcast saves me from a miserable commute to and from work. Also, is it just me or does Roz laugh like Kawhi Leonard? Nah, bro, it's true.
Stop it.
And Kelf HHHDT wrote, oh, the subject line is smooth, cool girl.
Oh.
Razamoka, I love the podcast. 2 times a week, it makes it easier to listen to when I miss the morning show. I'm listening as I write this review. So thank you very much. Wherever it is that you get your podcast, the Razamoka Show podcast from, we get these reviews from Apple Podcasts. So if it's from Apple Podcasts, then feel free to leave a rating and or review, and we'll read these on future episodes of the podcast.
How do you feel about Facebook getting rid of likes? Maury, I know you're... Do you still invest in Facebook more?
I do.
You had to sell your
share? Yeah, but I kept one share.
You did, okay. Because they did this with Instagram, and my Instagram still doesn't show likes. Like, no. I can't see likes on people's Instagram anymore.
Mine, I'm still the old way. I see all my likes.
You do. See, I can see my own if I click on it, but if I go to somebody else's page, I can't see
mine never switched over.
Yeah, I can't see their likes because they experiment. They always do this stuff in Canada and Australia. So Facebook is now considering testing out the idea of removing likes from Facebook, because as we know, it's just not good for you. Like, it's really not. So on the
again, what's the point of posting something if it's not going to get a lot of likes?
Well, because
why people do the back to school pictures of their kids.
No, but the problem, and the deeper you dig into this, like, do you remember when Sean Parker? Where's that quote? Sean Parker, who is one of the original architects of Facebook, recently said that Facebook exploits a vulnerability in human psychology. And it's all about that dopamine hit. It's all about keeping you, every algorithm that these people are tasked to design, that they're not asked to say, hey, how can we make it easier for people to upload pictures? How can we make it easier for people to find friends from high school? They're purpose in those rooms when they're coding is to keep you on the platform for as long as possible. That's the thing.
Of course.
And when you introduce something like likes or favorites or whatever it is, it gives you that sort of dopamine hit that like drugs do. And it's an addictive mechanism that they use to keep people on these things. So getting rid of, my life is so much happier on Instagram now that I can't see likes. And I wasn't even that concerned with likes, but it's just something less that I have to look at.
But if something makes you proud, if something makes you...
It's false pride, though.
No,
it's
not
real.
If I go to Instagram and I see that a picture that I didn't think was going to do well did really well, that's like, oh, that's so great.
But it's not real. But that's the addiction. It's not real.
But if that's an addiction, if happiness is an addiction, then so be it.
No, happiness is not an addiction. I'm going to tell you where this is going to go, because right now, remember when they implemented in a couple of countries that you could no longer email employees after business hours? Because they said people were on their devices too much. I find it incredible that a lot of jobs that you can get in 2019 come with some sort of social media obligation where you get these jobs and you are now obligated to tweet and Facebook and Instagram for the company. That is like when you read what happens to people and how addictive social media is. That would be like a company hiring you and going, cool, but if you're going to work for us, you got to just do this little bit of heroin every day. Cool. All right. It's like it's no big deal. It's our business. You got to promote our business. But in order to promote the business, you're going to have to do like just a little bit of heroin every day.
Social media to heroin.
I'm not comparing social media to heroin. Scientists are comparing social media to heroin.
No, but it's not like it's going to kill you.
Yeah.
No, social media won't kill you. Heroin could kill you.
Depression kills people.
Yes.
Yes, that's what social media
does. But happiness makes you live longer.
No,
more.
No, you have bought into this. You know what you are right now? You sound like the climate change deniers.
No, I sound like everyone.
When you're so up your own ass that you just deny the science behind something.
Sorry, I can't hear you in here.
Exactly.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Happy 10-year anniversary, guys!
There we go.
Woo!
We knew we had to play a game today. And the question was, what game should we do out of the original Roz and Mocha games that we played over the years? And I think overwhelming when we were talking to other people, it came down to Mouse Charades or 5 and 7.
Yeah.
And so we decided to do Mouse Charades this morning.
Much to your chagrin.
Yeah, because Maury had said, hey, for the 10-year anniversary, I have lost every single round of 5 and 7 that we've ever played. You have lost every single round of Mouse Charades that we've ever played. Is it cool if you lose on your anniversary?
Happy anniversary, you suck.
Yeah, exactly. And so, why not? I have no problem with this. I'm feeling great today about it, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm really liking my chances.
Well, if we're going to do this,
I'm really liking my chances.
And now it's time for the game everybody loves to play. It's like charades, but you make the noise of clues with your mouth. It's Mouse Charades. So get ready, get silly, and start to make those mouse charades.
All right, the game is very simple.
Yeah. Is it, though?
Very simple.
I guess in theory, it's very simple. In practice, it not so much. So Mouse Charades, Smoker thinks it's so easy, is much like regular charades, only Maury will be giving the clues with only his mouth, just noises, sounds.
And you always gotta sit on your hands again.
Yeah, I always do.
No movement.
Make any gestures, no,
something
like
you call pantomimes. You.
Yes, nothing like that. Mocha historically has done very well in mouse charades. Very well. I don't have the gene to compete, but I do anyway. I do my best.
Because they're too tight.
not that kind of gene, you jerk.
All right, so...
what kind of laugh is that, Maury?
It's 10-year anniversary laugh.
I get so uptight when we start this game. I hear that song. It's like Vietnam. I'm just like a flashback.
So you're going to hear like a ding to signify the start of the 20 seconds that Roz and I each have to guess the mouth charade. There's going to be 20 seconds of silence, and it's going to end with a double buzz.
Okay.
So we got to get that answer before the double buzz.
Okay. Who's going first? Who's getting a clue first?
I will, please.
Okay,
let's
Roz
get
words.
It over with. Excuse me? Well, clearly you're screaming, but why would... Okay, that's a scream. So it's a scream with a really yellow tongue.
And a carrot.
Yeah. Okay. Yellow tongue screamer. Is that a bird?
A bat screeching.
Oh, excuse me. That's not what a bat sounds like.
I have no idea what a bat sounds like.
Then don't do the clue. So not a yellow tongue screamer.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Next.
Right.
Mocha word.
Right. Come when you're ready.
Yeah. This is going exactly the way I thought it would.
Okay.
A horse walking, snapping your fingers. Two people playing tennis.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Is that it? Is that it?
Yeah, good for you.
Oh, my God.
Do it again.
Yeah. that's exactly what it is.
Why don't I get tennis? Why do I get a bat, which you don't know what a bat sounds like?
Not my fault.
All right, Roz word.
That is... I don't know. Is that constipation? I don't want to say constipation because why would anybody put that in there? You sound like a motor vehicle. Like that is a
traffic on a busy highway.
Oh my God.
Those are horns.
Let's do a horn again. That's not a horn. That's somebody in the trunk of a car in traffic.
If only you said somebody in the trunk of a car in a busy highway.
Why didn't you go beep beep?
No.
That's not a horn.
Same thing.
That's not a horn, man. Like there's general things that we know in the world. When you are with a child, right? And you put your hands like on a fake little steering wheel and you move it in front of the car, you go brrr, and then you put your hand in the middle and you go beep beep. That's a car. Beep beep. That's
beep,
universal.
Beep is a kid's horn. Is an adult horn.
No, that beep beep. It's universal. We all as humans know when you're making a car horn sound, it's beep beep.
So you're telling me if I went beep beep, you would have said traffic on a busy highway?
1,000%.
Not a chance.
All right. We got to move on.
Go.
All right. Okay, you ready, Maury?
Hang on. Here we go.
A rhinoceros. Oh, I know what that is. Oh, you did that before. Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I remember that's how you do Chewbacca and you suck at it. I will never, ever, ever forget the time that Maury tried to do Chewbacca and that's what it sounded like. Okay, Rosberg.
Go.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rock and roll. That's like another. Is it a snowmobile? Oh, that's. What are you breathing like that for? That is. Le Mans, labor. What is it?
Washing machine.
Oh my God.
Should we do one more? Like, I mean.
Go ahead.
I've already won.
Go
basically.
Ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Last one, just for fun.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
That's a sprinkler. What's that wheel? It's a game. Price is Right wheel. Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Yeah!
Shut up. You guys are cheating. You guys are cheating.
No. Are you serious? Is that it?
Look at that right here.
You guys are cheating.
The Wheel of Fortune wheel.
You guys are cheating. No.
How is that
absolutely
cheating?
Absolutely not. I call shenanigans. I'm never playing this game again.
Listen.
Why?
No.
Yeah, that is the Wheel of Fortune wheel right there.
It landed on 45 cents.
Shut up.
That's the Wheel of Fortune wheel.
I'm done. No, you two guys pulling one over on me. I'm not your stooge.
Here you go.
And still.
No, I'm not your stooge.
All right. Happy anniversary, buddy. I love you.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Taking a Cuba vacation will awaken your senses to this island paradise filled with stunning beaches, beautiful landscapes, and of course, all that sunshine.
I've had a ton of fun in Cuba over the years. I think I've been to Cuba like 6 or 7 times. Air Transat flies to 6 destinations. The most important destinations, Varadero, woo! Cayo Coco, woo! Cayo Santa Maria, woo! Holguín, woo! Cayo Largo, woo! And of course, Santiago de Cuba.
To find your next vacation to Cuba, go to transat.com to book.
All right, let's take a phone call.
Hi, Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. My name is Tanya.
What's up, Tanya?
Oh my God, hi, Mocha.
All right, Tanya. How old are you?
Oh my God, I am amazing now.
No, how old are you?
Oh, sorry, how old am I? I'm 15, I'm turning 16 in a few months.
Oh, okay. Well, happy early birthday. So, first day of school. Is this your first time listening to the Roz and Mocha Show since school ended?
No, it's not. I have been listening since I started grade school.
No. I mean, like, throughout the summertime. Since you finished school for the summer until now, until today.
Nope, I listened the whole summer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, great.
The show and the podcast.
So, what are you looking most forward to? What grade are you going into?
I'm going to grade 10.
Going to grade 10. What are you most looking forward to about going into grade 10?
Honestly, just getting a new start, because grade 9 was rough.
Oh.
What happened in grade 9?
It's just, I'm like going from elementary to high school, it's this huge transition.
Yeah.
And I didn't take it that well.
Mocha was just talking
about
that.
Hold on, for the entire year?
Honestly, I got in and I was like, whoa, what the heck is this? Because you're like, it's like you're a new person.
Mm-hmm. Mocha was just talking about that. Mocha, how do you, in a situation like this, and I know that when you were doing this, going into grade 9 into a brand new school, it was wildly different.
Yeah.
But you are a very sort of personable human being. How do you, like, break that barrier with people that you don't know? If you can remember back to how did it at a young age.
Grade 9? Like, my tough, first right? couple of days, I was extremely shy.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to talk to anybody just because I was just so uncomfortable. And I remember...
Well, I was the complete opposite.
Oh, were you really?
Maybe that was your problem.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a social butterfly. I was like, hi, I'm Tanya. I like, want to be friends. And I ended up being friends with everyone. And some people end up being snakes.
Oh, ouch. Really?
Yeah.
Like what? They just didn't want to be friends with you?
No, it wasn't that. They just like in high school, people think they're like top.
Right.
Oh, damn. So how do you deal with that?
Well, I became friends with the wrong people and I realized they were the wrong people. So then after a while, when they snaked me, I just dropped them.
Oh, wow, so it sounds like you got a pretty good grasp on grade 9 then?
You can say that.
Yeah. Wow. All right. How were your grades? Well, listen, fresh start, girl. Fresh start.
And you just, you, Mocha's not your dad. Like, he's not going to, like, he can't, you know what I mean?
What am I going to do, snitch?
Yeah.
Oh, my dad just walked in and he's like, what are you doing up this early? And I'm like, I want to talk to Roz and Mocha.
Yeah.
Aw. Well, good luck with your first day of school.
Thank you so much.
Fresh
I love
start,
you guys so
fresh
much. You
start,
don't even
girl.
Understand.
Aw, we love you
Thank
too.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, wait, can you ask who my favorite is?
Yes. Between Roz and Mocha, Tanya, who is your favorite?
Mocha, it is you, and it's not because we're both brown.
Oh, okay. Why is it then?
It's because usually your laugh is everything. Like every morning when I'm listening to you guys, you just make me smile, and like your laugh just makes me the happiest person on planet Earth.
Aw. Well, that's
but
very
also,
nice.
Roz, you're a smooth, cool dude, and I love you too.
You snake.
happy first day of school, Tanya.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
My kid is like super stoked for the first day today.
Aww.
But I know a lot of people are not. I guess the older you get, when did you start not getting stoked for school? At what grade? What age? What do you think?
Grade 10,
Do you
maybe?
Remember? Grade 10?
Yeah.
Oh, see. No, it was way before that. I don't want that summer to end. I think maybe grade 8 is when I started seven.
Yeah, yeah seven that early,
I think,
huh?
I think seven. Yeah. I think
Might as well
seven.
Just dropped out.
A lot of
yeah,
people
I'd say
did.
Like, I'd say grade 10.
Grade 10.
Grade 9, I was nervous because I was going to a new school.
Right.
My family had moved, and for like 3 or 4 years,
yeah,
I still went to the elementary school in my old neighborhood.
Yeah.
So grade 9, I went to a high school in the neighborhood we had moved to, and none of my elementary school friends went. So I was like legit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Brand new, fresh.
Had to fresh start.
Yeah.
Fresh
yeah,
start.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got it. Jeez, man. First day was always like, there was a little bit of excitement to it, even if you were dreading it. There was always a little bit of uncertainty for first day of school, even though it's like the majority of people you've already seen before. But summer has a way when you're young of just changing people. And yeah. those changes sometimes you would see in people were incredible. You would look at somebody like you have, it's only been a couple of months that you hadn't seen them. And yet you come back in September and you just look at them completely differently.
I think it was grade 8.
Like it's wild what 2 months can do to like a 13-year-old. It's really amazing.
Grade 7 or grade 8.
Yeah.
I showed up for like the first 2 weeks or 3 weeks of school.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
With an English accent.
Really?
Because my summer, yeah. I spent like legit from June until a couple of days before school started.
Yeah,
in England with my aunt and my cousins. Like I was my
so
mom's
you
sister.
You came back and faked an accent?
No, I did.
Oh, bald.
It wasn't like a full fledged.
Nah.
It was like certain things that I said.
No.
Was. In the kind of a
you wanted people to know.
No,
I know now as an adult you think that your intentions were pure, right? I know
not,
you do. Nobody picks up an accent in 2 months.
It
nobody.
Was not
one,
a full.
It's
can
impossible.
I explain?
You already have. I've heard enough.
It wasn't a full accent though.
What
it was
saying?
Like certain words I was saying, kind of like the way
oh,
they said
like,
over there.
Like, oh, mom, well, don't leave yet. I got to get my school bag out of the boot.
No, not like that, you idiot.
Oh.
You know what?
I legit thought that you were going to say that you were one of those kids that tested out the mustache first day of school, because that's a big step too. What year did you do that? When did you first show up to school with a mustache?
Oh boy. I was the envy of all the other dudes, first
Were
of all.
You?
Yeah.
Really?
Grade.
Don't even.
What?
Don't even.
What do you think?
What do you think?
No, what do you think?
What are you going to say?
It's what I know. It's what you think.
Don't tell me you had a mustache in grade 10.
That late? No.
Are you late?
Yeah, I had a mustache in like grade like 8 maybe. Shut like up. A light one. It was light. It was
Did
light.
You
it was
really?
Light. Yeah,
you
dude.
Tested out the mustache in
it
grade
was light.
8?
Not even testing. I just like, I noticed that there were little hairs and I was like, well, I'm not going to shave.
Wow.
So I just like let it do its thing.
Now did you walk in
it
there like,
weird.
Hello everybody, look at my mustache. I've been keeping it in the boot.
It's like you were there.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. What's your name?
It's Marilyn.
How are you, Marilyn?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited that you guys called me back. Today is the first day back at school, and I'm a teacher, and I'm extremely nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because I am like going to a new school, so sometimes it feels like, you know, the new kid again, because I don't know any of the staff. I don't know the teachers. I don't know the students. So
is it a elementary school, high school? What?
It's an elementary school, so I'm teaching grade 8 this year.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm excited, and listening to you guys in the morning is always like my favorite, going to work.
When you walk in on first day, because normally it's the kids that are nervous, right?
Yes.
So when you walk in on first day, you sort of have to be the thing that calms everyone down. You have to be able to recognize, you know, the other kids that are nervous and the ones who aren't fitting in immediately and the new kid and the everything else. What do you look for when you're sort of assessing the class and the personalities that you have in there?
I think it's just what I'm looking for is just seeing, like, you know, who are the people that seem like they already have, like, friends that they're talking to, and who are some of the students that, you know, are struggling or are new and trying to make friends. And just, you know, the first day is just important to establish the class and the environment and make everyone feel comfortable, whether they already know a lot of people or whether they're new.
Can you spot the troublemaker on day one?
Sometimes you can, but, you know, I try to leave any of my judgments and, you know, be open-minded about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
My first day of grade 9?
Yeah.
In that school that I said that I, like, nobody from my elementary school went to.
Yeah, brand new.
And I had to, like, make all new friends. First day, first class, I'm sitting beside this kid named Stefan, who I never met in my entire life. We start talking during class, stupid, and I'm the one that gets in trouble. I got kicked out of that class. It you was got, a first
you got,
day.
You got sent to the hall on day one in grade 9?
Yeah, I got kicked
out.
Cool.
I know. That's not cool. That's not cool. Troublemaker.
Anyway.
Can you still put a kid in the hallway?
You can. You can ask them to just, you know what? If you need time, like sometimes if they're just acting a little bit, sometimes just need time to like calm down. I might just ask them, hey, you know what? Go to the washroom or just down in the hallway and like, you know, when you feel like you're ready to come back
to
class.
Go to the washroom.
When you're ready. Hold on. The line is when you're ready to come back.
Dude, it's a different world. It's a different world.
It's a little bit different than when we were in school for sure.
Yeah. No.
Dude,
If somebody said to me, when you're ready to come back, I'd be like, I'll see you tomorrow.
Exactly. Exactly. Dude, I remember teachers physically removing kids from the classroom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, forcefully removing kids from the classroom.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll get in a lot of trouble if we do that. And then they lay a finger on them, we can get in a lot of trouble.
And then they had to stand in the hallway, but they had to stand in the hallway on the other side of the hallway right in front of the door so the teacher could see the kid in the hallway from his desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you sat, you couldn't sit. Right?
You had to stand next to your desk?
Stand in the hallway.
Hey, how many people in the room, hands up, had to get their desk dragged next to the teacher's desk?
Oh, no. That's the worst.
Oh, nobody else? Just me?
No, I had that one time. Oh. Yeah.
No. But for like months.
Oh, no.
It wasn't like a day. Hey, you're sitting next to me.
No, but I knew a kid like that where his desks were right beside. It's like when you were in the classroom, you looked at the blackboard and it was the teacher's desk and then this other kid's desk, Joey.
Yeah, I was Joey.
You were?
That was me.
You were that kid?
Yeah, for like weeks on end, dude. Yeah.
Oh, you can't tell your dad that. Even now, I don't think you should be saying that on the radio.
No, my dad knew.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it wasn't good when I got home.
I guess not.
Weeks on end. Hey, Marilyn, all the best with your first day at school. Much love to you, and thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha show.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
take care.
You. Can I tell you who my favorite is?
Sure. Between Roz and Mocha, Marilyn, who's your favorite?
It is Roz.
Oh.
Because he's not a troublemaker,
yes,
right?
Roz is my favorite. Well, he probably was a troublemaker in school, but he's my favorite just because every time I listen to FML, I just feel like he just gives such great, solid advice that I hope that, you know, I will also give solid advice like Rob.
There you go. Thank you.
I can't hit on that. I agree with everything that you just said.
Thank you for calling.
All right, Marilyn, take care.
Appreciate it.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
This is going to be awkward to hear.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Maybe. I listened to it this morning before we started the show, and it was kind of awkward to listen to.
Oh, no. What is it?
Sitting by myself.
Yeah.
Dammit, Maury, trying to give brotherly advice to his kid brother, Daniel.
How old's Daniel now, Maury? Come on in here real
quick. Is he 14 now?
How old is he?
In anticipation of back to school, giving him some advice.
14?
14. Oh, that's tough. It's a tough age to give advice to.
So in your mind, before I play for you, Ross, and everybody else, the way this conversation went, Dammit, Maury, in your mind, how did you envision this conversation happening? And what was the final outcome you were looking for from your kid brother, Daniel?
I wanted to have that moment where you have a child actually listening to you and loving what you're saying and then hugging it out afterwards and saying, thank you so much.
Right. Getting like, something out of it.
Yeah. Where, like somebody actually looks up to you. Right. Where they actually want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. I gotcha.
So because he doesn't know what I went through at high school.
No.
So here is Dammit, Maury speaking with his 14-year-old kid brother, Daniel, trying to offer up some back to school advice.
Okay. Daniel, it's almost back to school.
Yay.
I think I should be bestowing some more advice, brotherly advice, onto you for high school.
Yeah, but I already gone through 1 year, and Dad also said you weren't really popular back in your day.
Oh, be that as it may, I could give you some advice on the ladies.
Oh. I'm okay. I already got that box checked.
But you gotta treat them well. You gotta, compliment their dress or the shoes that they're wearing. You gotta open the door for them.
What year are you from? Jeez.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Not the moment, but I already have, and I'm looking for one.
Oh look at you. No, but do you need help finding friends?
I'm all right. I got a bunch of friends. A lot of them I am really close to, and I am looking forward to making my friends, like new friends that I could hang out with and, have fun, but I don't think your advice would help that much.
Oh. First impressions are very important.
Of course, yes.
Ask people, how was your summer? Is that a new shirt?
All right, yeah. I'll definitely look forward to trying that out. But Dad told me you used to eat with the caretakers.
Oh. Okay, well, best of luck on your first day back at school. Are you excited?
I'm very excited, thank you.
Are you lying to me right now?
A little.
Wow.
This is my favorite part of the conversation.
I think I should be bestowing some more advice, brotherly advice, onto you for high school.
Yeah, but I already gone through 1 year, and Dad also said you weren't really popular back in your day.
Your pops is selling you out and roasting you to your 14-year-old brother.
Did your dad ever sit you down and give you advice? Like you just sat down and gave your brother advice or no?
No, he was out partying. Like I defend for myself.
So conversation went according to plan, right?
Right? Oh my God.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hey, Melissa, it's Roz and Mocha.
Oh my God. Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, Roz, here's what Melissa sent to us.
Yes.
Via text, back to school. My first is starting kindergarten this week, and I am dying.
No.
Okay, Melissa.
You just gave me chills when you read that.
I need to know everything that you are going through, because tomorrow, our little guy, Cruz, he's going to preschool, and it's going to be the first time that he's, out of the house for, a long period of time without us. So my wife and I are trying our very best to prepare for the emotions that come with all of that.
I'll say this, Mocha, and that is preschool slash daycare and kindergarten are two very different things.
Okay.
And they're two very different drop-offs. And this is not the emotional one.
No.
No. Daycare, no. Preschool is not the emotional one. Kindergarten's the emotional one. Preschool daycare is like the stressful one.
Okay.
It's like a bomb. It's like you walk up to the front of that daycare and you set the timer on a bomb.
Yeah.
And you have to get out before that bomb explodes.
Every
instinct you have in you is you stay with the kid because the kid is going to be freaking out. But everybody will tell you the easiest way to do it is the hardest way to do it. But the easiest way to do it is to walk up, say, here you go, and you guys hit the door.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you.
My heart's racing. Already.
I know.
So, Melissa, what happened with you this morning?
So, my daughter doesn't start until Thursday.
Oh, you're lucky.
Actually a tortured soul. I have a couple more days to go.
Yeah.
But it's been tears and emotion and slight anxiety and overjoyed for weeks on end. I've been preparing since April.
Since April? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bought her backpack in April.
Yeah.
I'm one of those moms.
Whatever.
She's super excited and cannot wait and asks me every day. But I'm a mess. And I will say very different from when she started daycare.
Okay, so let's talk daycare here because that's what Mocha's going into tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what advice or what do you remember about those first couple of drop-offs when they were real little like that?
So her first drop-off, and I actually have two, she was okay when I left. She was really excited, dropped her off. Bye, Mommy. I love you. Kisses and hugs. When I went to pick her up at the end, and I cried for 45 minutes afterwards.
Yo, I'm about to cry right now.
Yeah.
No joke.
When I went to pick her up at the end of the day, her daycare worker, she went to home daycare, showed me a video of her screaming and crying for 35 minutes.
Okay, stop. Melissa. Yo, legit, I'm tearing up. I don't want to think about that.
I'm so sorry, Mocha, but I will tell you, she loved it every day for the year and a half that she was there.
Yeah.
She is so much of a kid for it. She is so smart and so bright because of everything that she experienced there. And it really, truly prepared her for what's about to happen in 2 days.
Yeah.
Me, not so much, but her, it is the best thing for them.
It's the first time your kid looks at you who you are the thing in the world that they love and trust the most. And it's the first time your kid looks at you like, why are you abandoning me right now?
Okay, enough.
Yes, but...
Bro, you're trying to make me cry right now, right?
No, I'm not. I'm telling you.
Man.
But you, the first couple of days you're going to go and you're going to make sure he's fine, everything else. And then it's like you have to just, once he's acclimatized, you have to rip the Band-Aid off. And it's the worst, hardest thing you're going to have to do with the little guy at this age is to turn around and walk out the door while he's standing in a hallway with strangers bawling his eyes out. It's the hardest thing you're going to have to do is to turn your back on him and walk out that door. It is so hard, but it's like so vital. As she just said, it is so vital for setting kids up for kindergarten to get them acclimatized to teachers and peers and rules and all this stuff. Like, you guys are doing the 1,000% right thing, but it's going to feel so wrong.
Okay, so Melissa, what time is drop off on Thursday?
8:35.
Okay, we're going to call you after that to find out and to make sure that you're okay and to find out like how you're feeling and everything, okay?
I would love it. Thank you.
Okay, we'll try calling you like maybe around 9 o'clock or something.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay. Hi, Melissa.
And then Mocha, your first day of preschool is when? Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Okay, so.
Good luck tomorrow, Mocha.
Are you going to call in and join
the
show?
I'm going to try my best.
You better call in.
Yeah,
now you're putting
try.
All these other parents on the air with their first day experiences.
I'm going to try. Yo, it's getting hot in here, huh?
Yeah.
I'm standing outside and I'm sweating.
Oh, you guys.
All right, we'll talk to you on Thursday, Melissa. Love you lots.
All right, guys. Thank you. Love you.
Bye.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yesterday was first day of school for our little guy, Cruz, 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go? Oh, everything was fine up until we got to the school.
Right. He's how old?
He's two.
Two.
So anyone who's doing drop-off for the very first time, you'll know.
Yeah.
We tried to keep things like completely normal, regular, leading up to the point that we got in the car.
Right.
Still had breakfast, played a little bit, right? And just kept things super normal.
And then you looked at him and you're like, you're not coming home with mommy and daddy.
No, we didn't say that. And taking pictures and stuff, just kept things like super normal, right?
Yeah.
And then get in the car, and for him at least, he's probably like, oh, whatever, we're just
cruising,
a car ride with mom and dad. We're going somewhere, wherever. He has
no idea
that the next destination is the place that we're going to leave him for a few hours.
So had you told him ahead of time? I mean, I know he's two and comprehension isn't their strong suit.
No, I mean, yes, like we mentioned, like,
he doesn't understand.
School, you're going to go to school on Wednesday.
He doesn't know what that is, though.
He has no idea.
No.
And both Jenna and I held it together up until we got into the car.
Yeah.
And I decided to take out my phone and I do a selfie.
Yeah.
Just for memory's sake.
Sure.
Video. And I was like, oh, Cruz, it's, you know, your first day at school. We're on our way right now. We'll be there in a couple of minutes. And then I had to put the phone down because Jenna was starting to get a little emotional.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I wish you didn't do that. I said, okay, don't worry. Phone's away. I won't do it again. Right? And we get to the school and we hop out. And he immediately like grabs both of our hands and we're walking. And again, he has no idea what's going on.
No.
We could be going into a mall for all he knows, right? Who knows?
Yeah, man. Fun
walking down the
time.
Hall and he sees the playground outside and he's like looking out the window and everything's great. And we get to his classroom and Jenna starts tearing up and goes around the corner.
Yeah.
So I'm just standing there with him.
Yeah.
And then the teacher greets us and says, oh, is this Cruz? I said, yes, this is Cruz. Nice to meet you. And then I gave him a hug and I gave him a kiss.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he took that, oh my God, I'm going to cry. As soon as he took that teacher's hand.
Yeah. Busted.
I lost it, dude. Yeah. We're standing there at the, a two-way mirror.
Yeah.
So they can't see you. We could see them.
God.
And the school, God bless them, man. They had like a fresh box of tissue right there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
But then we spent like 2 hours at Home Depot just living it up.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, yo, what are we doing with all this time
now? But what did you say to him, though? When you were about, like, you let go of his hand.
Yeah.
And then what did you say?
I said, I love you.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Okay. And then what, did he respond in any way?
No,
or did
he just like reached up, took the stranger's hand and walked into the class.
Yeah, and then you guys shuffled out. How long did you stay staring at him through the window for?
Oh, like maybe 15 seconds.
Yeah.
We couldn't.
No.
Neither of us.
It's too hard.
So we just like held hands and walked through the hallway to get out of the school. And it was like, okay, what do you want to do now? Well, we got to go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
So we just went.
Did you sit in the car at all, the two of you?
A little bit. A tiny bit.
Yeah.
Just to get the redness from our faces kind of like flushed out before we walk into Home Depot. I think a bunch of weirdos walking in at like 10 a.m.
No, you look like you walk into Home Depot. You look like you're the couple that's expecting a child, but also going through a divorce. Right? When you show up that teary-eyed at Home Depot. One of you's buying moving boxes.
I need moving boxes and a new lock for the house.
So how long was he at? How long was he at daycare for?
Just a few hours.
Okay.
And then...
And he did all right? Like when you went and picked him up, he had a good time, there was no crying?
When we picked him up.
Yeah.
We walked through the door or past the door.
Yeah.
And he like immediately saw us and started crying.
Yeah.
Right? Because he had no idea what was going on and why we abandoned him. And he came over to us and gave us a hug. And he was like, miss you. And I was like, oh, dude, you don't have to go to school ever again.
So now Jenna has to do that drop off today alone, right?
She's doing that drop off today, yeah.
Yeah, well, we wish you luck, girl.
So, love you guys. And I hope there's no tears. Man, I'm getting emotional now.
No, come on.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Melissa, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so we talked to you 2 days ago. In anticipation of this morning where you were dropping off your daughter to kindergarten for the first time.
That's right.
Okay. You sound like your eyes are a little bit puffy right now.
Thank goodness for sunglasses, let me tell you.
How'd it go?
She was the bravest little girl, not a tear in her eye, walked right in. Me, not so much.
No.
When did you start crying?
Not so much. As soon as she couldn't see me.
Yeah.
Aww.
So once I couldn't see her anymore, that's when the tears started.
The thing that I think that parents do even subconsciously, where you maybe don't even realize you're doing it, but you sort of rehearse what you're going to say to your kid when you drop them off at school for that first time. And you kind of run through it in your head, you know, what the right words are. You don't want to freak them out. You want to encourage them, but you need to let them also know that it's a big deal and how proud you are. What did you say? What did you say when at drop off?
I said, oh my God, what did I say? I gave her a kiss. I gave her a hug. I said, have the best day ever. Aww. And mommy loves you.
Aww. Aww, girl.
And I
let
her go.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Yeah. And then it just hit.
Yeah. We, Jenna and I did drop off for the first time yesterday. And the same thing that you said, Roz, where you kind of rehearse everything in your mind.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're going to do great. You're going to have so much fun. And, you know, you'll be back with mom and dad in no time.
Yeah.
But no joke. I was the one that had to do the handoff because Jenna was around the corner with tears in her eyes already.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Yeah. So I had to, like, he was holding my hand and the teacher was there at the door to greet him. And I said, I love you. Have fun. And then I couldn't hold it together. Like, as soon as he took her hand and they walked into that classroom. Because at that point, you're like, this is the first time that they're not with you.
Yeah.
Not with you.
For the day. Like, there are times where you go places, but they're always with you, right?
And two, because Cruz is two, it's so difficult with a two-year-old to even
sort of explain
rationally what is about to happen and that you will be back. Like, it doesn't matter how many times you say, I will be back. You're going to have fun. A two-year-old is like, man, 15 minutes later, they're like, wait a second. What did he say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where is he?
Okay, wait. The only thing I remember from that conversation was bye.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, exactly.
And then you gave me to the stranger.
Yeah. So what the hell happens now? Yeah, two is tough.
And I know, like, literally right now, as the three of us are talking, Melissa, Jenna is doing drop-off solo. Right? So yesterday I took the day off the show so I could be there with her and with Cruz for first day. But today is her kind of like first day solo, dropping them off.
Yeah, tomorrow daddy's got first day solo with our daughter. So I got to go back to work.
Well, listen.
Today I took the day to cope and tomorrow it's back to normal.
So Melissa, wait, what are you going to do with all this free time you got now? Yesterday we went to Home Depot for like 2 hours. It was great.
Oh, yeah. I've got errands lined up for the whole day.
Yeah, good for you.
I got to keep myself busy.
Good for you.
All right. Well, it was awesome talking to you again, Melissa. Thank you so much for sharing your morning with us.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for checking in.
All right. Take care. You. Love you lots.
Okay. Bye, guys.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
America's Got Talent has been killing it this year. I don't know if you've watched any of it. But Cody Lee was the sort of first viral, heartbreaking, beautiful performance that they had. And I think that he was the first person to get the golden buzzer. But Cody Lee, if you remember Cody Lee, we talked about him a little while ago on the show. He's 22 years old, blind and autistic. So this is how he was introduced on America's Got Talent.
Hello.
Welcome to America's Got Talent. What's your name?
I'm Cody.
Hi, Cody.
I'm Cody Lee.
How old are you?
I am 22 years old.
Yeah. What are you going to do here for us today?
I'm going to sing a song for you on the piano.
Right.
I love it. Tina, tell us a little bit about Cody.
Cody is blind and autistic.
Oh. Wow.
We found out that he loved music really early on. He listened and his eyes just went huge. And he started singing. And that's when I was in tears because that's when I realized, oh my gosh, he's an entertainer.
Well, we'd love to hear you. Go for it. You ready?
I'm ready.
And then you didn't really know what to expect, but like the magic with so many kids that are like Cody, or they're autistic or they're dealing with something, is that they just have this extra gear that you would never suspect. And so he sat down at the piano. This was the performance that got him the golden buzzer.
I've been so many places in my life and time.
Right?
Songs, and I made some bad rhymes. I've acted on my life in stages. 10,000 people watching, yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
We're alone now.
So last night he was back because he got the golden buzzer, and you're like, well, can he do it again? And so Cody Lee sits down at the piano last night and does this.
There goes my heart beating, 'cause you are the reason I'm losing my sleep. Please come back now.
Right. You gotta be kidding.
I climb every mountain, I'd swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I broke. Oh, 'cause I
like it so.
You to see that you are the reason.
Jeez, man. And so I guess tonight is the night that you find out if Cody will continue or not. So that was last night, and tonight on AGT, I guess you find out he's not going home. There's no way that kid's going home.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Mocha, are you ready?
I am. Podcast, baby.
It's time to do the news.
Wow, switching it up.
Let's do the news!
A Roz and Mocha Show and KISS 92.5 News Break.
Hey, Alex Trebek has completed chemotherapy and is on the mend. This is what he said from the set of Jeopardy last night.
I've gone through a lot of chemotherapy, and thankfully that is now over. I'm on the mend, and that's all I can hope for right now. We have some exciting things coming up, and I can't wait to share them with all of you. Let me tell you, it's going to be a good year.
Shawn Mendes confirmed when talking to fans that he is, in fact, in a relationship, but he does not say Camila Cabello. So this is very difficult to hear, but you can finally hear Shawn Mendes admit that he's in a relationship.
Honestly, I want to say, I want to talk to you guys about this stuff. It's just not just me in a relationship. You know, there's another person involved, and I can't say things that I feel.
It's not just me deciding. I'm in a relationship now. I'm a couple. I'm no longer Sean the individual.
Yo, you think she's going to be in town this Friday when he's at Rogers Center?
Well, hopefully. That'd be awesome.
She'll probably be here,
yeah,
right?
That'd be awesome.
She pops up on stage for them to sing Senorita?
Yep.
That'd be dope.
The early reviews for Joker are out.
Oh, wait. I don't know if I want to know. Okay. I want to know. Tell me.
Okay. So, because it was at Venice Film Festival.
Yeah.
The early reviews for Joker are out.
I don't want to know. Okay, just tell me. I want to know.
Dark, disturbing, brutal, and an Oscar contender is what they're saying.
No.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Because we know that Heath Ledger won for Joker, and a lot of people were wondering if that would sort of help or hinder Joaquin Phoenix's performance because he will always be compared to Heath Ledger, so on and so forth. But they're saying that it is such a different take on the Joker that if this movie was just centered around a guy that doesn't then become a DC villain, this movie would still be an Oscar contender.
No.
Yeah, it's almost like it just so happens to be a movie about the Joker.
Really?
That it's that good, that the sort of character study that this movie is and how empty this guy gets and just full of rage and dead inside, that if he became anything else, he just took on some sort of other persona, that this movie would still be an Academy Award contender for both film and Joaquin Phoenix. So that's how good it is.
Well, I'll be the first to say that when they announced that this movie was happening, yeah, I wasn't for it.
Right.
Because I read the comic that it is based on. And I was like, I know the story. I've seen the animated movie. I don't think that the live action would do it justice.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that Joaquin Phoenix would make a good Joker. But after seeing the latest trailer,
yeah,
boy, am I ever convinced.
Right?
Boy, am right. I ever convinced.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
So.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
Ask Roz and Mocha time, but before we get to the person who's on hold right now, who's going to ask her question live with us, let's get through some Apple Podcast reviews. This one comes from M. Fryers.
Man, people love when you read these things out on the podcast.
I know.
Yeah.
Gave us 5 stars. Thank you, by the way. It says, thank you, Roz and Mocha, for all that you do to make your listeners laugh, smile, and yes, sometimes cry. I've been listening for 3 years now, and I'm all caught up on all the podcasts just in case I miss something. Please keep doing what you're doing, and no, I can't pick a favorite. Miss Lola 1234 writes, better than all the rest. Seriously, this is my favorite podcast for all the LOLs. I was hooked right away from the very first episode. Keep up the great work, Roz and Mocha and Maury too. Deb 527 writes, I love this show on the radio, but I'd only catch parts of it on the radio. This podcast gives you all the content without being interrupted by music. I love Mocha so much. He's such a fun bro guy. Whenever Maury's on air, you know it's going to be hilarious. Maury is such a gem.
Fun bro guy.
T. Gretch writes, can't get enough, and gives us 5 stars. Thank you for that. Been a fan of Roz and Mocha for forever and a day. The Roz and Mocha Show is exactly what I was looking for. Listening to 92.5 is amazing, but I wanted more Roz and Mocha. And with the podcast, I get it. I want to binge listen, but if I do, then it'll be like watching your favorite weekly show. It's torture having to wait for next week's episode. Your chemistry together is amazing. My husband says he doesn't like that other men make me laugh the way you guys do. My favorite show so far. So thank you very much to T. Gretch, and thank you to everyone writing in your reviews. We love reading these. Apple reviews is where we get them. So next time you're on there, feel free to shoot us a rating and or review. And of course, share the podcast with all of your friends. Okay, Ask Roz and Mocha. These are the questions that we gather from Instagram at Kiss925. And we invite one of you to join us. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. What is your question?
My question is basically how to relate to people after you've been through something traumatic as a death of a loved one.
Oof, like you're having a hard time relating to people?
I am, yeah. It's gotten worse over the years, I feel like. And I'm dry towards others now.
Yeah,
I'm having a hard time feeling empathy and relating on an everyday life basis.
Is it when people bring up the situation that you're in or just like in general?
More so in general. Just to give you an example, it would have been my best friend's birthday on the weekend. She would have been 28. And so it was a little bit of a tough weekend for me. And, you know, I had friends just messaging me about things going on in their lives. And I was kind of just like, oh, God, like, it's fine. No one died. You're fine.
Who did you lose?
Well, I lost my dad when I was 17.
Yeah.
But within 2 years, I lost my best friend and then my godmother 6 months later.
Wow. Okay.
So it's been a while. But I just, the last few years have gotten worse with just being able to relate to other people.
Well, Lisa, the one thing I'll say is that you're allowed to feel the feelings that you feel, if that makes sense. You're allowed to be that way.
But I'll tell you, and I know what you're saying, Mocha, right? I know what you're saying, but let me explain it to you this way, right? Is that you're allowed to feel the feelings, but the scary thing is when you get to the point of where you feel nothing. It's not it's not feelings that you're feeling that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
It's lack of feelings that you're dealing with. And
that's where you are right now, Lisa.
That's how I feel. Yeah. And you know, sometimes I feel Roz's dry advice and I just feel like that's me now, you know, times 100. It's like, okay, here's what the real problem is, you know.
Yeah. It's, you start to wonder, you know, like how much of you inside is dead, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like I can't, and I'm with you. I'm with you on this where I have very little time for people's problems that aren't life and death. I really do. I have no time for it. I can't sit.
Like real trivial stuff.
Yeah, I can't sit and listen to somebody's bad day. I can't sit and listen to somebody make a big giant deal out of something that really doesn't matter. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. It matters to them and it matters greatly. What I'm saying is that I have an extremely difficult time empathizing with them. I can't do it. I don't have it in me anymore to do that. Now, what I can do is I can laugh with people. Mm-hmm. Right. I can build friendships and I can build connections with people that are based on other things than my being there for them in a time of need. Right. It doesn't mean that you can't be there for them in a time of need because you've gone through some stuff and they may have questions. But what I can't do is I can't rub somebody's back and tell them that everything's going to be okay.
Right.
Right. I'm not that guy. I can be there with you when you want to talk about how terrible things are and how just ugly sometimes life can be, I can have that conversation with you, but I am incapable of telling somebody, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. I can't do it.
So I can't do it. That Lisa needs to explain it in that way to other people who are in her life right now?
Yeah, I don't know if you need to explain it, because that's a really weird conversation to have too, right? That's when you start getting into like people thinking you're a sociopath. I think that you can live a happy life living that way, because it doesn't mean that you don't seek happiness and you don't seek friendship and companionship and everything else. I just think that you need to phrase your involvement in those situations in a way where you can still contribute, but you don't feel like you're lying. Because if I were to be in one of those situations where somebody, all they needed me to do was tell them that they was going to be okay, and they needed me to mean that, I would probably be lying. Because I don't mean that. But that doesn't mean that I can't be there for them. That doesn't mean that I can't say, tell me what you need and I will help you right now. What is this thing that you need to overcome? I can help you find people to talk to that are going to give you that assistance. Tell me if you need a night out. Tell me if you need a weekend away from the kids. Tell me if you need help looking for a job. Tell me if you need all this stuff. You can be there for somebody, but what I can't do is be the person that's going to tell you everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. I used to be that shoulder to cry on friend, and I'm changed. I can't do it. I just don't have it in me anymore. It feels phony.
It does feel phony, and it's a weird thing, because you feel like you're lying to your friends.
Yeah, you do.
It's tough. It's not, unless somebody has gone through sort of extreme trauma like that, where, you know, people in your life start dropping like flies. People don't get it, you know, and that's fine.
You feel like
though.
You live on a different planet.
I'm envious of people that don't get it. I'm envious of people that have not had to go through that. I worry for them, because I have friends in my life where they've not gone through this, and I don't know how well they will do when they have to go through it. Because everybody goes through it. I worry for them.
I feel that way too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, but I think that you can, do you laugh? You still laugh? You can find something funny?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Every day with you guys.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I laugh harder now, having gone through everything that I've been through in my life, than I did before. You know, I love laughing. That's why I love doing this show. Mocha makes me laugh. Maury makes me laugh. My kid makes me laugh. Catherine makes me laugh. But there's still a part of me that I'm just a little detached from things. But you figure that out. Doesn't mean you can't be a great friend to somebody. You just can't be all the things.
Right. Yeah. A different kind of friend.
Yeah.
Does that help, Lisa? Yeah.
It does. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. Thank you.
Love you right back. Thank you for listening.
For calling me.
Do you want to rub my back and tell me everything's going to be okay?
No. Like Maury, can we talk about your dad for a sec?
Absolutely.
Right? Like Maury, when your dad got, what did he have? He had like...
He had a quadruple bypass.
Quadruple bypass. Right. And dealing with that, was that the first time you've ever had to deal with something like that, where
Absolutely.
It's that close?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just seeing him in the room, I was just like, this is too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard. And so I look at somebody like Maury, and I'm like, I don't know how well built you are to deal with that. And it's a shame, because
no, I'm not, because
you shouldn't have to be built for that.
Like I was
it's
able
terrible.
To give advice to my stepmom and say, look, we're going to go into the room. He's asleep still. There's going to be a lot of cables. Yeah. Just be strong. When we walked in the room, she was strong. I was a mess.
Of course. Yeah. No, it's that's tough, man. That's tough.
All right, Vac.
Vac, that's an ugly name. No offense.
Wow.
Sorry, I don't mean ugly, but it's a very hard sounding name.
Damn.
Vac.
Sorry, bro.
Is your last name Cume?
That didn't need to be said more.
In the 10 years you guys have done the show, there's got to be some moments that you wish you could relive.
Yeah, Cume.
What would that one be?
Cume.
I don't know. Every time Maury's lungs almost collapse. I'll tell you one moment, and it happened not that long ago. It was like last year, right?
Yeah.
When your kid, Roz, when Roxy came in here, and your kid is like wicked funny and smart as hell, and Maury thought he could out-roast Roxy. And she came in here, and Maury was trying his absolute best to give off jokes.
Yeah.
And your kid, like, destroyed him.
Right.
Like, Maury was... Maury left here like defeated like I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
And watching that happen
was glorious. It was beautiful.
It was just hilarious.
Do you remember that, Maury?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's the weird thing is that it was supposed to be this funny end of the year thing that Rox was going to come in and do jokes against Maury. They were going to like a joke off, like one for one kind of deal. And Roxy was just legitimately much funnier and her material was better than Maury's. And instead of Maury finishing that going, guys, that was like an amazing segment. It was so fun. People are going to love it. Maury walked out of this room pissed off. And he was pissed, like weird. Like he just like, first of all, it's my kid, not just any kid. And she came in here.
At the time, she was like 8.
Yeah, like we're doing a radio show. Like it's a comedy show where you just want people to laugh. And Maury got smoked by my kid in the joke off. And he was pissed for days. Yeah. And it was the weirdest thing. I was like, why are you mad at this? That you didn't beat my child? Like it was super weird, man.
I'm trying to think what other moments would I relive.
Now that it's so long after the fact, Maury, can you articulate why you got so pissed off?
Oh, because I was just jealous that she was getting all the laughs, and I felt like you were holding back laughter just to be
jealous
to give
of
them
an 8-year-old at the time, huh?
Right? You know what
That's
I mean?
Weird.
Yeah, it's super weird.
You got therapy this week? You should probably talk about that.
No, he's on vacation.
Yeah. Oh God, what do you do when your therapist is on vacation?
Oh, I email the secretary.
Oh, no.
What do you say to the secretary?
Like, I just make notes and send them to the secretary.
About what?
Like, here's what I want to talk about the next time?
Yeah, like, I don't want to forget about this or I don't want to forget about that.
Like, what?
But his answer is always the same thing.
What like, does he say to you? What's his advice to you?
Goes back to your abandonment issues.
Yeah, of course it does. Everything goes back to your
abandonment
issues.
But literally, that's all
issues.
He says. I'm like, why am I here?
Yeah, everything goes back to your abandonment issues.
Another moment I'd love to relive is, obviously, interviewing The Rock.
Yeah.
You've interviewed The Rock twice, though.
I know. But the second time was, I like that time better.
You like that time better.
Because I was in LA, and it was Kevin Hart and The Rock. How about you, Roz?
I don't think I would.
Anything?
No,
anything
I don't know. I
specific?
Don't really. Nah. I don't like living like that. I don't even think about those things. Once something is done and it's out of my life, I rarely sort of go back and revisit it. That's why things like the podcast are great, because if I ever hear a clip of the podcast or if Maury posts something that was from years ago on the show, like when I listen to the show, if I do hear a piece of it, it doesn't even sound like it's so unfamiliar to me that it's as if it's a different show. Like I had no part in it. Like it's really wild because as soon as the show is done, it's out of my head. Like I just don't hold on to things. But then when I do hear something, like I love when I hear something that I didn't even know we did.
Yeah.
Like it's incredible to me. I love it. But do I have something that I would like to relive? No, I don't necessarily think that there.
Oh, remember that time?
Specific.
Steve Aoki was in here and he smashed me in the face with a cake.
Yeah.
I'd relive that again. That
you
was
would?
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maury?
Yeah.
There are two things. One, when I got to drive a celebrity in my car, the guy that sang the song Jane Fonda.
Oh, Mickey Avalon.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Get your booty on the dance floor.
Wait.
Work it out.
That was like a highlight for you?
Because it was like, there was no limo. He was in town, but it's like, if you want to get me there, there was no publicist to set anything up. So I'm like, tell you what, I'll come down and pick you up. So I had like a big name in my own car.
You're driving Mickey Avalon around Toronto? By the way, it was 7 a.m. and he was hammered.
Yeah. Wasted.
Driving Mickey Avalon around was a highlight that you would like
so
to relive?
Cool.
What and about your favorite artist, Mr. Brainwash, when he was in here?
Oh yeah, or interviewing Madonna. But the second thing I was going to say is when Roz used my back as a drum.
When did I use your back
well,
as a drum?
Well, I lied
drum.
On the table and you
that
drummed
never
on my back.
That
you
never
have video
no,
proof.
That never happened.
That never
it was
happened.
Your belly and you were standing up.
No, that I lied right here. I video.
Why
oh,
did I,
you know
why
what?
Was,
You're
why,
right.
Why was
yeah.
I drumming on your back?
That was...
I don't know why. I just
that
remember
was like a year
happened.
And a half ago. I do remember that,
see?
Actually. Yeah.
See, again, I have no recollection of this stuff.
And you know
it's
what?
Like, this whole show for me is like childhood trauma that I've like that I blocked out. All of it. Everything we do.
You know why I remember that moment?
Why?
Is because Maury was... Actually, I won't say it.
No, you can't do that.
Maury was what? Do you want to write it down for me?
No, just say it.
Text it to me right now. We got time. It's a podcast.
Oh, God.
Okay, text it to me right now.
Okay, hold on.
No.
I shouldn't. I don't want to go down that road.
Yeah. So when I was drumming on, what was I drumming on?
On his back.
And I guess Maury was making a noise. Is that what it was? And people said that you were making fun of indigenous people.
Did that happen?
Yeah. We got a lot of texts and
see, I don't even remember that.
I don't even remember that.
Do you?
Oh, I do. Yeah. And I the only reason why is because I replied to some of those texts and messages and stuff. Okay,
but was it? Is that why we were doing it?
But I don't think you were intentionally making fun of...
No, it's because I was trying to just make a sound.
It was the inflection in your voice as you were making the noise mixed with Roz slapping the hell out of your back.
Do you want to try it now?
Yeah, get up on the table.
Guys, come on. I don't want to have to deal with these.
We're not. If it's not intentional. No. Listen. If something is not intentional, it's not intentional, man.
Like, well, you got to lay down on the.
A sound is a sound. Okay, hold on here. I need to take my headphones off here. So are you using your microphone?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was I doing? I was just drumming?
Yeah, on his back.
Like. Like that?
Yeah, it was like it was yesterday.
Yeah, that's super racist. That's super racist, dude.
Yeah, Mark, you gotta watch your sounds, bro.
No, that's not racist, you weirdos. God, not everything is racist. Just because you want it to be.
Okay, B asks this question. What would you never spend money on?
Sex.
You've never?
No.
You've never paid for it?
No.
No? Really? Interesting.
Why would I pay for something I can get for free?
Oh, here we go.
Yo, this podcast, right? So we can say anything, right?
No. Let's not. I don't want to get that E beside this podcast for explicit. What would I never pay for?
Oh boy.
Years ago, I made a decision years ago that there were certain things in life that I was no longer going to pay people to do, just basic household tasks. Mm-hmm. And I would take a weekend or a couple of days or whatever it is to learn how to do certain things myself. So there's like a long list of things that I think that people should be able to do around the house themselves, because these are the small jobs that you will get overcharged for. You should be able to know how to lay tile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You should be able to know how to put a dimmer switch on a light socket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You should be able to change a lighting fixture in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to install a ceiling fan. You should be able to hook up a barbecue. You should be able to change a tire on your car. You should be able to do all the oil things that you need to do on a car. Some of these things I don't know how to do, but if I needed to do them, I would learn how to do them and do them myself. Just that stuff, right? Because that's the stuff that you get overcharged for.
Yeah.
And especially somebody like you, Mocha, or me, or even you, Maury, which is there's prices for things. But when somebody comes to the house and they know that it's me that lives there, I get charged a different price. I'm convinced of it than anybody else would. There's like the regular price, and then there's like the Roz price. That's why if we have stuff, we have people over in the house because we had a water leak in the basement. We had to get a bunch of drywall done. It was booked, organized, coordinated. Catherine met them, everything else. And I hid in another part of the house during the entire time that people were there. Yeah.
Damn.
She's like, if they see you, we're paying double.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes. So there's a lot of things that I think that you should be able to do yourself.
I would be like super, super quiet in case they heard you eat a chip.
Well, no, I wasn't. Like, where did you think I was?
Hiding around the corner?
Like I'm under the bed while they're like doing work? Like,
if, God forbid they hear you crunch on a chip.
No, I got a big house more than I can go upstairs. I was watching television, for God's sake. I was watching Netflix while they were there.
I was going to say things like swapping out a toilet or light fixture, very light electrical work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay somebody to do if I could do it myself.
Yeah.
Unless it was something that was like extremely intricate, that was beyond my kind of general knowledge.
Yeah.
Changing a car tire, same thing. Yeah. Like, I know how to do that myself.
Like cleaning your eaves troughs. Like,
easy.
People pay people to do that stuff.
Easy.
Right?
Like, it's a commercial on
TV for that. You get a dinner for two coupon if you call them.
Yeah, see? Those guys are in business because of you, more.
Like a dinner
they
for
really
two.
Are. They really are, man.
Glenn asks this question specifically for Dammit Maury.
Uh-oh.
If your husband ever heard everything that you, Damon Mori, have said on the show, what would he do?
Change the locks.
What if we did this? Because we have a fantastic archive for the show. The Roz and Mocha archive is like a library.
Yeah.
Like every word we've said on this show is written down and archived, transcribed. Everything that we've said for 10 years. What if we were to, Mori, go through the archive and pull every single time you've made a comment about Matthew or about your marriage or relationship and put all of those things together in one podcast?
Oh, Sham, no. Wipe the drive!
Yeah, you'd be on the streets, bro.
Yeah, right? Like, you'd be on the streets.
Is it not shocking that I've not gotten in trouble?
I am, dude. I don't know how you haven't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
It's true. Yeah. And that you're so brazen with the information that you give out.
God.
And the things that you say. And like millions of people across the country listen to this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so willy-nilly.
You really are. You really are. Like, yeah, like if I were you, like I would be taking a drill to the hard drives. like Hillary Clinton style. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
so true.
Just wipe them. But emails.
Carmen asks, would you rather only be able to go back in time 3 seconds or forward in time by 3 seconds?
Like, would I like to go like forward in time, like right now, 3 seconds?
Yeah. And then what, like, another why? 3 seconds and then another 3 seconds?
I
Isn't
don't
that just
know.
Time?
That's why I was going to say, like, I don't understand the question. Like, only one time?
You're
But you're going to get forward eventually anyway.
Go back 3 seconds.
Okay, what's the monetary gain for going back?
Okay, hold on. Here's why going back 3 seconds would be awesome.
I always bring it back to the monetary gain. Okay, how can you profit from going either 3 seconds forward or 3 seconds back?
No, but it could fix something. Like if you happen to burp or fart or say something you didn't want, you can go back 3 seconds and then not do it.
Okay, well let the grown-ups talk for a second here, Warren. Okay, well
I would say
if you have to burp or fart,
like if I was sitting at a blackjack table,
yeah,
right. I think going back 3 seconds, I'd be able to change either my bet or how I played the next hand.
Right.
Like, assuming I can choose the 3 seconds I'm allowed to go back.
No, it would be 3 seconds from that moment. So whatever moment you're in right now, you can jump back 3 seconds or move ahead 3 seconds.
Oh, but then that's not enough to go through a full hand with other people sitting at a table.
Yeah, but you could manipulate your own bets, though, right? Like, you could manipulate. Yeah, there has to be a way that you could either jump 3 seconds ahead or 3 seconds back. If you took that ability into a casino, there has to be a way that you could profit off that. I just don't know what the game is
yet. Or you could use it to save a life.
Meh, I'd rather get money.
how many times in your life, Mori, are you in a situation where somebody's life needs saving?
Yeah.
Oh, never. That's why I would rather just use it to erase a fart.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, if somebody can think of a way that you could use that power, if you could travel back in time 3 seconds from the moment you're in or forward 3 seconds, what's the way that you could best monetize that
if
skill?
If you're in the Old West, you can go back 3 seconds
not,
and step to the right and not get
though.
Shot.
But we're not.
It's 2019, bro.
It's you can't go back 400 years plus 3 seconds. It's 3 seconds, Mori. Okay.
Like if we can go back 3 seconds right now,
yeah,
you'd probably want to change that answer.
Yeah, we would have moved on. Anyway, let's jump ahead 3 seconds.
Okay, probably Christina Maglalang. Maglalang, yeah. Writes, what's the highest number you can count to in one breath?
Oh.
Like 50?
Do you think you can?
I don't think you could.
Like obviously you're not holding your breath. You're like, and then you go until you're out of breath.
Yes. Yes, that's usually what one breath means.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
No, okay,
hold on. You're not ready?
Does somebody need to keep count?
What for?
Okay, so I'm counting out loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And in? Anytime.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 3, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
Not you breathed.
Oh, you're right, I did.
Yeah.
There, so, like, so was it 29? Was it
first of all, there were about six numbers in there that was with this.
Yeah, totally. so the answer is 7.
Okay, let's go again.
Okay, try again. Okay. Take a deep breath.
Yeah. Go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
So 21.
21. I got to get in on this. Are you going to try mocha?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. You want me to try first?
Yeah, you go first.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
You got the big, deep lungs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 60.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's good. That's good. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48.
Yeah!
48. 47.
I'm going to go one more time. 47. I'm going to go one more time. I'm just undoing my belt.
That's so weird.
Okay.
Also, why is that the first time you've ever said that sentence?
Yeah, I know. Okay. Hang on, Matthew. I'm going to go one more time. I just got to undo my belt.
Now, if I go back 3 seconds, I would right now. This show is so funny. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, okay.
So 14. Yeah.
Shem. How are you that out of shape?
Shem's in the other room dying. You think you can do it? You want to try?
Shem, come in here and try this, man. Okay, while Maury recovers. It's how long can you count in one breath?
With your belt undone.
That's so weird. Okay.
So all right, here we go. Yeah, big deep breath in and let her rip.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67.
Oh! Okay, more, one more time. Okay. Keep those pants on, Tom.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23,
24. 19.
Okay. This is Maury. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, twink, 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 twink. Wow. Okay, so what's the record? 67?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try and beat that next week on the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Guaranteed.
Okay. Oh, no.
Guaranteed. I'm going to train all weekend.
This might be like a weekly podcast challenge.
Also, if you think that you can, let us know, and we may try and call somebody and see if they can do this over the phone, if you're going to be honest.
Okay. Denart Cabral.
Denart. I love that name.
When Roz says, let's do the news,
yeah,
is that a recorded part or does he always say that every single time?
I don't know why people think that it's recorded. What is the benefit of recording that?
Saving time, I guess.
But how does that save time?
Because it's the same thing every week or every day.
Yeah, but how does that save time? Because if you listen back to all the different times I said, let's do the news, I ask you differently. You say, your answer is always different.
Yeah.
Sometimes I shake up the way I say, let's do the news. But that's weird that people think it's a recording.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's weird.
No, is it a recording?
No, it's not a recording.
It's live.
No, it's live every day, three times a day.
Do you guys remember a while ago, somebody had sent a link where they put it up on SoundCloud every single time? They created a montage of every single time, Roz, you said, let's do the news.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that. Again, I have no memory of something we do on this show.
I have it here. Do you know how many shows you have to listen to and record and then to edit every single time you say, let's do the news? Hold on, I have it here.
But they are different though, right?
Yeah, like they when are. You, oh yes, my God, of course,
yes,
of course.
Yes, yes, thank you. Okay. Like when they're there, when you put them all back to back like
hey,
that.
Mookie,
okay.
Okay.
Here. Ready?
Yeah, go. Hey, Mocha, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
Look at the time. Mocha, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do the news!
Hey, Mocha, you ready?
Yeah, man.
Let's do the news!
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
Hey, Mocha.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Let's do the news!
Mocha, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
Oh my god, let's do the news!
You ready?
Yeah, man.
Let's do the news!
Hey, Mocha, you ready?
Yes.
Let's do the news!
About that time. Hey, Mocha, you ready?
Yeah, man.
Let's do the news!
Hey, Mocha, are you ready?
Yeah, man.
Let's do the news!
Yo, Mocha.
Yo.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
Okay, anyway, that was 45 seconds. The file continues.
Yeah.
I will say, some of them, I know that they're live and original every single time.
Yeah.
But you're so good at it that some of them sound like duplicates.
That's crazy.
Or like recordings. But they're all live every single time.
But every time I say to you, hey, Mocha, you ready?
Yeah.
That's always different, right? So
yes.
Like, there's no mistaking that that's done live.
No.
So then what people think that I just say, hey, Mocha, you ready? And you go, yeah. And then, you fire something that says, let's do the news?
Yeah.
Hey, Mocha, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
Look at the time. Mocha, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
Because sometimes I just yell. Sometimes I go Muppet. Right?
Yeah.
Where there's a little Muppet in there. Like that second one had Muppet in it.
Let's do the news!
Okay, are you ready?
I don't know, am I?
I don't know. How do you feel? Do you feel like you're ready?
I was born ready. Okay. How do you feel? Do you feel like you're ready?
Nobody cares how I feel, but yes, I am ready.
Okay.
Let's do the news!
Right? Like, how could that be a recording?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Like, I don't know. How could that be? How could that be a recording? I don't know.
Oh man!
Oh, for God's sake!
Lisa asks, "How long do you go before changing your toothbrush?"
Till it starts like
till I lose it.
No, the bristles start buffering.
Till I lose it.
Till you lose it.
Yeah, I always leave one in a hotel room or whatever. I cycle through toothbrush. Catherine is so pissed at me.
Why?
Because I use an old school toothbrush. I use just a regular toothbrush.
Yeah.
And she has been trying to get me onto the electric toothbrush forever. Mm-hmm. And I find that it's just, I don't find it convenient. If it's not charged, it pisses me off. And then I got all these cords and extra cables lying around the bathroom. And so she bought me one, a really good one, not that long ago, maybe 2 years ago, a year and a half ago for Christmas or something. Yeah. And
what
it's
kind
awesome.
Do you know?
I don't know. Philips maybe?
Dude, the Philips Diamond?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
What I have. I love it. Yeah? It's the best.
So she bought it for me and she was cleaning up the house doing like summer, getting ready for fall cleaning and just organizing all the things. Mm-hmm. And she found it. I just left it in like the top of the closet. I just like forgot it was there.
Yeah.
And then it wound up back in my life again because she put it in my bag and was like, bring this to work or wherever you're going and charge it up. And then a week later, she was going through my bag because she had to get something out of it. And she found the toothbrush in there. And I'm just like a kid who didn't eat his lunch. You know what I mean? Like, it's I just like, feel, oh,
I put it there. I
God,
told you.
Yes. 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 Yeah.
Dude, you're going to love it. I'm surprised you haven't used it.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
Even my dentist said, since I switched.
So did mine.
Since I switched, that my teeth had looked and appeared better.
Really?
Way better.
Really,
yes. Huh? I'm telling you, you're going to love
it. I got to get on that.
I like the old school brush, though, because then you can go at your own speed. Like, you can push it like into different parts.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I understand the benefits of the electric, the swirly toothbrush.
Yeah.
I really do, because it's undeniable, the benefits from it. It's too much of an inconvenience for me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want that in my life. I'm going to have to, though, because otherwise Catherine's just never going to forgive me.
I got in trouble for the whole gift thing, too, by the way.
What?
Oh, yesterday, Matthew was cleaning out our closets and there was a shirt he made for me for Christmas.
He made you a shirt?
Yeah, like 8 years ago and I never wore it.
Like he sewed it together?
He had like printed it. It said producer extraordinaire.
Get
and I never
here.
Wore it.
Oh,
and
that's
like,
not making somebody a shirt.
It's having it custom printed. I'm like, I can't wear that.
I thought you meant like he sewed like a sweater or something.
Yeah.
No, and he went to like one of those t-shirt places where they press on the letters. And I never ever wore it. I threw it in the cupboard and he found it and he's like, you never wore this shirt and it was $1 a letter.
Like, what was that? What was it? Gordon Latreer? What was that on Cosby Show?
Oh, Gordon Latre.
Gordon Latre.
Something like that. Hey, Moore, will you wear that shirt tomorrow?
Yeah, if you want.
Bring it in, please. Okay.
Your producer extraordinaire shirt. Extraordinaire.
Dan Acosta asks, Roz, what is your favorite cider? I'm a big fan of Okanagan Dry Pear and No Boats on Sunday.
Interesting. My favorite cider is, I like Brickworks 1904, the white can. Mm-hmm. That is my favorite cider. And I'll tell you, my second favorite cider, and I know it's just straight up simple, but my second favorite cider, I got to go with Strongbow.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Strongbow makes a great cider. Amazing.
I just love it. And also you can buy it anywhere.
Yeah.
Like if you, my fear is that when you start getting into the sort of micro brew cider houses, the farther you kind of get outside of the city, the least likely you are to find your favorite cider. So I always have an anchor in Strongbow because you could go to Northern Ontario to a liquor store and they're going to have Strongbow. I went to Mexico. And we went to an all-inclusive, and I no longer drink beer, and I didn't want to drink vodka. And when we were in Mexico, I got a cab from the all-inclusive, jumped in the cab, went to their local grocery store in Mexico, grabbed a cart, and put 24 Strongbow in the cart, put them in three big giant bags, and I brought them back to the hotel, to the all-inclusive, cleaned out the fridge, and I just loaded it with cider because they didn't offer it at the resort. Wow. So I had something to drink all week.
Yeah, Strongbow is good.
Right?
I do enjoy the Brickworks one. You're the one that turned me on to that one, Ross.
There's a lot of ciders, though, now.
Growers. Yeah. Growers is the one I love.
And you've tried ciders that I haven't even tried yet.
Another one. God, I can't remember the name of it. But it's local. A little bit bitter. But it was still really good. God, I can't remember the name of it.
You know that when you go to different parts of the country, you get different ciders? Like you can still get Strongbow.
Because different apples.
Yeah, but like so in Quebec, the rule is that cider can only be sold in Quebec if it's made from Quebec-grown apples.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can't get any of the Ontario ciders in
Quebec. So they're quite bitter then, I bet.
Yeah, and it's a weird thing too, cider, because... I got it, Maureen, don't worry. It's a weird thing because cider, you would think you should be able to buy it in the beer store. But cider is categorized as wine in the same way wine is categorized because it's like fermented fruit. It's right. Not beer. And it always drives me nuts that I can't buy cider in the beer store. You can only buy cider in the liquor store in this province. And it's crazy. It's maddening to me.
And other cider I was trying to remember, it's called West Avenue.
Let me see the can.
West Avenue Cider House. It's a bottle.
It's a bottle.
Yeah, oh, West Avenue.
Oh, that one.
And can I speak to the cider makers? If you're going to make an amazing flavor, don't discontinue it because like then you fall in love with it and you can't find it anymore.
Like what? What was your amazing flavor?
The one that I don't know which company was. They made an elderflower one. And it was the best thing I've ever tasted.
Elderflower.
Oh my God, it was so good.
What is elderflower?
And it was only in a summer. Summersbee made it. That's who it was.
Oh, Summersbee makes a good cider.
Yeah, they made elderflower. It was only in the summer package a year ago, last summer, in the summer six pack or whatever. And then they never made it again.
Right. You just struggled to count to six. I saw that.
Oh man, today's Ask Roz and Mocha is real fun. Every week you'll see us post on Instagram at Kiss925 a picture that reads Ask Roz and Mocha. That's where you ask your question and we'll try to have some fun and answer your question on the following podcast. Don't forget to rate, review, share the podcast with everyone you know. As you know, listening to this podcast, we love reading your reviews that come in on Apple reviews. So we'll continue to do that.
Yeah, this Ask Roz and Mocha had everything. What did it have? It had superpowers. It had tears. It had racism. It had what?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. At damn it, Maury, if you would like to complain, by the way.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Powered by Air Transat. Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.